Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ole, 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 ole.
Got the lead. Got the lead. Baylor had to call a timeout. Gauchos are making a little bit of a run. Gauchos by four right now, Em.
Wow. Double check. Four? But yeah. No, it's two.
Two? I thought they hit one more before the break.
I don't know. ESPN. Four.
Four, yeah.
So down eight. Weren't they just down eight?
Down eight, up four. 12. What? Still 12-0 run. Just dropped on them a little bit. There was a little Gaucho fan in the crowd getting pretty pumped up along the way.
Are you, give me kind of your frame of mind right now. Level of nervousness.
See, it's totally different for me than for you guys, right? They're supposed to get their doors blown off. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be cannon fodder for a team from a big conference that's highly ranked. The longer they hang around, the more the anxiety level starts to go up, because then you start to tell you, hey, we might actually be able to do this, right? But right now, even with a four-point lead, it's the first half. There's a ton of basketball left. Talent usually wins the day, but not always.
Sometimes
it's
luck.
Not always. Hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I got wins one. Smile on you.
Win one.
And right now.
You know what, Travis? Don't you wish you were wearing some green today?
No. Look what I got on.
I understand. But it is St. Patrick's Day, and you get the most amount of luck if you have a little bit of green. Green socks, green shorts, green something else in your world, and I think would have helped.
Sorry,
I understand
got
you
got it.
Okay.
He's got a green post-it on him.
I'll take that. I'll take that. But, you know, but the thing about college basketball, especially with, like, these big, wide-ranging games with, like, a 5-12, a 4-13, is that there's two different reactions to it's happening. So it's either it's happening or it's, oh my God, it's happening.
Right.
And so when you're
We need the first one.
You need the one that you're the underdog. And yep. You're like, it's happening. It's happening.
Look, if they're within ahead by a bucket or two or behind by a bucket or two with about 6 minutes to go, then it starts to get real. Until then, it's exciting and it's fun and I'm rooting for them. And
stay
I got my 20-year-old Gaucho hoodie that is basically barely holding together with sweatshirt molecules. This thing has been through the wash probably literally thousands of times over the years, but it's my lucky Gaucho sweatshirt.
I'm rooting for your boys.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take it. We're going to need a little bounce.
By the way, San Diego State
26-22. I'm sorry, Al. 26-22, 6 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the first half. Gaucho's ahead.
This is the disrespect, which I get it. It's not like they're Duke or anything. What time do you think they're playing tomorrow?
The Gauchos?
San Diego State.
Oh,
6 a.m.
Well, hold on. We play at 10 a.m.
That's jacked up.
So they play at 9:30.
Play at 9:10.
Yeah, okay.
9:10 in the morning.
But first game of the day, gets the day going, you know, it could be, but they also might be doing that because they want Furman to be the upset to.
This is the equivalent of an NFL game in Europe.
That's Jags and the Titans live from London.
Yes.
It sets the table.
And then everybody wakes up and says, wait, what was the score to that game? That's what that is tomorrow.
That's about right.
But hey, you have every eye at the same time, too. Because, like, on the East Coast, it's 12, you know? So it's like everybody's eyes is a Saturday.
I'm positive over there. Thank you, Em.
I like batting leadoff.
Well, Furman's going to win. That's what I'm staying with. But
we'll see.
Furman needs to win the national championship. See. That's my stance right now.
Let's see. I'm trying to. You guys go ahead and talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm watching this possession.
State
oh, he dribbled
gets
it off
in.
His foot. Okay, we got it. Now we threw it out of bounds. We got it back. And oh no,
what is it
that
right now?
That was probably the worst possession I've seen since yesterday.
They're up two.
You're not wrong. you're not wrong. That was dribble it off your foot, nearly throw it out of bounds, save it to your own guy, who then attempts a layup from about 11 feet away.
College basketball. That should be their ad for...
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, Coach? I'm going to finger roll this from like a super acute angle from like 12 feet away. What do you think? And my finger roll is going to go over the backboard. Tie game, 26
apiece. That's what they drew up on the whiteboard.
You know what's great? You know what's
that
great
timeout
about this
seemed
too?
To help Baylor a little bit.
You know what's great about this, too? Is we're watching, and sometimes, you know, we see some of these athletes like, what the? How is this guy playing college basketball? You go get on a court with one of these players, it's the greatest player you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, for sure.
And he's 12th on UCSB. And he's the greatest player that you've ever shared a court with.
Yes.
Is look, the floor slippery? Because they seem to be slipping a lot.
If we win, the floor is fine. If we lose, the floor was slippery.
The floor was the problem.
Blame the grass, yeah. Like in the Super Bowl.
Exactly right. It's a game of runs. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. You just got to let these things play out. And now they're behind again, 28-26.
29.
So from 29, yeah, from 12 down or 8 down.
7-0
to
run.
4 up to 3 down. It's cool sport. Really enjoying the ups and the downs. Lakers tonight have Dallas. Do we know about Kyrie
Luka out.
And Luka? Luka's not going to play?
Okay. Luka is out.
Opportunity
so,
for the Lakers?
Kyrie is questionable.
Okay, well, maybe double opportunity for the Lakers. They don't get much more important than this, considering where everybody is lumped together, considering how everybody is within a game or two of each other. They're tiebreakers a million different ways because these teams are all going to be neck and neck with each other.
Yeah.
It's about as big as it gets tonight.
So I actually think Lakers are a little fortunate this weekend. I think they're going to have a good weekend. I think they are what they hit.
Gaucho corner three took the lead 31-29.
By the way, it was just 29-26 7 seconds ago.
It's up and down, Slee. You never know what's going to happen.
Literally right? 7 seconds
I'm
ago.
I'm turning this on so you can see it as well. There we go.
Got it there?
Right,
okay,
yeah,
we're
got
good.
It. We got
I think Lakers are set up for a really good weekend. I really do. And I know Laker fans are still obviously incredibly disappointed because of that loss to the Houston Rockets. I know a lot of Laker fans are disappointed that Anthony Davis wasn't a part of that game 2 days ago, whatever it was. What's today? Friday?
Yeah.
Wasn't a part of on Wednesday night. And now the conversation about this weekend is you're going to walk out of this weekend two games above 500, not you're just trying to get back to 500.
Right.
However, with all that being said, which direction is the Dallas Mavericks going in?
They've been a train
wreck. I mean, completely going the other way. So I think, look, take advantage of the Mavs tonight not having Luka, and then get a night off and play the Orlando Magic. I think I have 28 wins, something like that. You don't have to worry about Anthony Davis missing one of these two games. I think, hopefully.
You want to knock on wood real quick.
I think the next AD potential is that April 4th, April 5th, you know, that doubleheader. Trav, by the time you start. Excuse me there. By the time you start next week, you're 500 with 10 games to go. I'm not saying that they already won these two games. I'm saying that things are lining up towards that. You could be 500 with 10 games to go and probably sitting in the number 8 spot. We'll still watch all these other teams are going to do what they do. I don't think I'm spinning this to try to be positive. I think that's just what's going to happen this weekend. I think you'll handle business. You have 5 straight games at Crypto.com Arena. These two are against two very beatable teams. 500, 10 games left to go. I think a lot of us would have signed up for that 3 weeks ago.
I like it. The problem with it is, I think that with, and I've been as guilty of it as anybody else, trying to predict what they're going to do is almost impossible. That it's really hard to know when the team that's going to show up that showed up against New Orleans is going to be there, which that team looks as good as anybody. Mm-hmm. Or the team that showed up against Houston, or the team that showed up against, you know, any of those other head-scratching losses that they've had along the way, where they're not good enough to just say, okay, that's a win, that's a win, that's going to be a tough one, that's a win, that's a win. They're all just tough ones. That when you are how many games they have left? 12, you said?
I think 12 starting 12. Tonight, yeah.
When you have 12 games left in the season, and you've played, you know, 70 games. And you're under 500 through 70 games, I think it's fair to say that I don't know what's going to happen next. When they're good, they're pretty darn
good. But don't
good.
We kind of know? Because I think that sample size of this, I think the
I
sample
know.
Size of the 70 is based
that
upon
bad, that bad team.
But not even just, well, I was going to say, I wasn't even talking about the bad start. I'm just kind of looking at, they have basically 5-6 new players over the course of the last 3 weeks.
No.
So I think it's much more predictable of the team they have today than they had prior to that. I don't disagree with you. Prior to that, they could lose against anybody. But I feel like they're a little more predictable now.
I think they're more predictable, but I don't think it makes them predictable. I think that they're still...
It's not a lock, you're saying, for any of these. Yeah.
None of it is. Yeah. None of it is. They have guys that can play well and blow somebody out. They have guys that could have a little bit performance below the line, and they'll lose. There really is, after seeing the Houston thing, and I know Davis didn't play, you know, whatever, but those guys did not play well, the rest of them. And if Anthony Davis is there against Houston, I think they win. But if they get that same performance from everyone else against a team like the Dallas Mavericks.
Or Orlando on Sunday.
Orlando, yeah. You can lose those games. Mm-hmm. There's no slam dunk in any of this. They are really hard to say, this is the game that they're going to win. I can't get there.
Could I play a hypothetical with you? We come back Monday morning, and what I just said played out.
Yeah.
Luka doesn't play for the Mavs. They beat Dallas. Orlando is the Orlando Magic, and Lakers win that game as well. They're 36-36 starting on Monday. 10 games left to go. How do you feel about just their position?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I do too.
Pretty good. But I'm not putting a second mortgage on my house to put a bet down on them.
And I think there's
I'm not feeling that good about it.
And I think there's a lot of teams in the Western Conference you're also not putting a second mortgage down. You know what I mean? So I think that they're still going to be kind of lumped together with 5, 6, 7 other teams. But I would much prefer their roster over some of those other rosters that are kind of hanging around that same area that the Lakers are in.
What in the world has happened? I guess Luka's hurt, right? He got the contusion in his thigh. Is that what he's dealing with?
And yeah, he's got a thigh issue.
Yeah, so he's hurt. Mm-hmm. I get that, but we're sitting in here that day Kyrie gets traded to Dallas. We're like, okay, Kyrie and Luka, look out. That just hasn't happened at all. I know there's been some injuries involved. They haven't spent a ton of time together, but nothing has looked right since they made that deal.
So that's the biggest thing, I think, with them. They need like 10, 12 games together in a row to really kind of say, hey, that's working or it's not working. Luka's been out for a few games. Kyrie's been out. Not a surprise or a shock. They don't play defense. It's the worst defensive backcourt in the NBA probably, right? So I don't think there's a shock there. But I think anytime you make a trade like that mid-season, you're asking these guys to turn things around, you got to get 10, 12 games in. You got to get some type of games together. There was one game I think they both went for 40. One had 42, the other one had 40. I'm not saying that's going to happen every night, but I think that's likely to happen if they have 12 games together and they haven't had that. Not a threat. I don't think they're a threat at all. So.
I don't either. And it throws a total wild card into what happens at the end of the season, right? Because Kyrie is Kyrie. We all know what that means. And what it means is he's a great player who I think a lot of teams are like, hell no. No, just no. But not all 30. There's going to be a few. They're like, you know what? We can fix it. We know how to communicate with him. We'll find a way to get him to work in our system. You know, all he needs is the right sort of leadership,
front office, and coach. And
good luck with somebody's going to do it. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden the Luka thing gets more complicated. Does he want to stay around? They can't seem to find the right guy to play with him.
It's
like there's all these dominoes that could fall if Luka has a quick exit, which it feels like they're going to, right?
Or they don't even make the playoffs.
The quickest exit. You're not even in this. You don't even get to play.
If they're not in the top 10, I wouldn't be shocked.
No.
They're one game up from all these other squads behind them. They've actually gone from they were in that 1-5 area to now all the way you got a chance of not even making it.
Oh, we missed a long three right there, Slee. We're down by 1, 2.5 minutes to go.
You're hanging. All you got to do is hang.
And speaking of other college basketball things in the air, we do have another 14-3 upset watch. It's Xavier versus Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State is up 55-44 over Xavier.
Wow.
Xavier's a 3 seed. I'm sorry, what?
How much time?
There is 11:51 left in the second half.
Okay, so
it's in the second half, so there's still time. But it is a pretty
Sean
big
Miller
lead, and
is
they
now?
Are owning them.
Is that where Sean
back
Miller
on
is
top?
Now? 30, the Arizona?
I'm not sure.
Olé,
that's where he came from.
Olé, olé,
I don't know.
Olé.
Did he go back?
I don't know.
He came from Xavier to go to Arizona.
I think he did go back.
Did he go back?
I think he did.
Gaucho's up by 132-31. Aaron Rodgers says he wants to go to the Jets. The Packers want to trade him to the Jets. The Jets want to make a trade with the Packers, yet it's still not done. And believe it or not, the ripples on the pond could affect the Rams. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Grant LA tweeted out one of the a Photoshop. So it's kind of like what our show is about today with no context. So it's you know, the Mount Rushmore's on the Walmart, because obviously Travis got robbed at Walmart. And there's Bob Marley, Kobe, De Niro, Woj, but then Will Ferrell's head hanging off a little bit.
I like that.
On
the That's perfect that he's hanging.
And then a Bigfoot, and then the two guys from Furman getting really excited.
And then UCSB.
Gauchos. Yeah. I love it. Thanks, Grant. It's a good job.
Gauchos ahead at the half. Gauchos with a 1-point lead, 36-35 over Baylor at the half. So
I love it.
It's a this high-scoring where... game. The Gauchos were making shots. They're playing really good defense. Yeah, I could give you an ole.
Ole, ole, ole.
This is where I'd be.
I want the real one. I want a live
ole, 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 ole. Gaucho, Gaucho. There you go.
I love it. Thank you.
This is where...
You don't get to do that very often.
Exactly. Do it
also,
more.
Also, USC, Michigan State is a final. Michigan State continues on, 72-62.
Thank goodness for the Bruins. The Pac-12 is laying an egg in this tournament. Arizona State won in the play-in. But
so they're going to play today.
They're going to play, but UCLA looked really good last night.
Who already lost?
Arizona was
Arizona,
seed.
Princeton.
They get beat.
Yep.
SC gets beat by Michigan State. There you go.
So here's the thing. I don't care about the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is not going to exist in a year. So what? It's not a big deal.
That's true.
The Pac-12 is out. But they're doing in here means nothing.
But typically you care for your conference. But yeah, you're right about that.
Partly. So I want the conference to do well. I always want Arizona to lose.
Yes.
And I always want USC to lose. Everybody else can go as far as I want. Arizona State, they can go all the way to Elite Eight, Final Four.
You got both your requests granted.
Absolutely. So I'm
both
happy.
Both of them are done.
I got to see a great UCLA win yesterday.
So this is where...
A huge Arizona loss. Oh, it was beautiful.
Trav, this is where I would start getting nervous if I were you.
About the Gauchos?
Yeah, just... You're in it. You have
sure.
a lead.
Sure.
Like, this is a... And by the way, that's all you can ask for, that by halftime, can you make that other locker room think like,
They have a chance to beat us. Baylor still thinks they're going to win the game, right? Like, Baylor's in their locker room right now, and they're thinking to themselves, guys, we just got to play a little better defense. We got to make some shots, tighten up here, we'll be fine. They think they're going to win the game. If they're still within a bucket or two, either way.
10 minutes to go.
Six ahead, six behind. I think it's even less than that. I think it's like 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes with a 6-point gap. Either way, it's like, hey, this is not what we thought was going to happen.
And UCSB, we got nothing to lose.
They're not playing super tight. They're playing pretty loose. They seem to be in a pretty good spot. So, you know, we'll see. They got to keep making shots. They're making threes, which is everything.
Are you happy with one win in the tournament?
I'm happy they're in the tournament.
That'd be amazing if they got one win. They got one win, that'd be amazing.
They haven't won a tournament game in 34 years.
90, right? 1990?
They haven't won a tournament
game
in 34 years.
So just saying you're happy,
yes.
But you want, if you get the one, you're like, this is the greatest tournament of all time.
It would be the best win in Gaucho basketball history. They've won a tournament game before, back in 1990.
84 years.
But pretty much. I am like that old lady. I wish I had the thing in my pocket. It's a program that getting to the tournament is the goal.
Right.
Right. Once you're there, you might as well try to win. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you don't try, but if you're a Big West basketball program,
it's a big deal.
Getting to the tournament is the win.
Who do they play in the next round? If I don't have the bracket.
Emily, you want to check that out for me real quick after you get off the phone?
You're not worried about the basketball gods right now if he's already overlooking.
They got to make three. I'm not doing it. He doesn't have the power to whammy him.
I'm not trying to tempt the gods. I'm actually rooting for
UCSB. Berg wants to know right now, who does UCSB play in the Sweet 16?
No, I want to know who would they play next round.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it yet.
One of my best friends went to UCSB. He's a Gaucho, so I'm very excited for him.
Got to make threes. You got to make your threes. You got to hope that Baylor continues to maybe miss a shot here and there. But they're in it. Like, if you said to me, Trav, do you want to be a point up at the half? Hell yes. Hell yes.
It's amazing.
100%. I'll take it. Because now, look, what we talk about, right? Anything can happen in a game. Well, now we're talking about half a game. Now, yeah. now you don't
20
even
minutes.
Now yep. you don't even have to beat him for 40 minutes. You just have to beat him for 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what it is. The lower seeded team can hang on for 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
They just did.
They just did. Arizona just did it yesterday. It happened to them, unfortunately, in Virginia too. But what I love about this one up here, the Kennesaw State Xavier game, this is the exact type of upset that you want. Xavier is a 3 seed. And you're going to get those early round upsets that everybody wants. It's a team, Kennesaw State, awesome. Look at you, Kennesaw State, beating somebody. And it's Xavier. If Xavier is not in the second round or the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, nobody's like, oh, no, Xavier didn't go through.
And same for St. Mary's. St. Mary's is playing VCU right now, and it's 13-14. So it's like those teams that aren't like the Blue Bloods, aren't the Power
right.
Fives.
Yep, yep.
It's nice to see a little bit of upsets there. But if it's like a... If it's like, I don't know, Alabama losing really in the first round when the number one
overall
seed, it's disappointing. Yeah, you want them to see them go far.
I like that just because you just throw that little number next to the team, it throws us all off.
Completely.
Right? Like, this would be the biggest upset in the world just because that little number sitting there.
Yeah, if you saw Kennesaw State and Xavier, what seeds would you think they were, like 8-9?
I'd have no idea.
I'd have no idea.
If you told me it was 1-2, I'd say sure. If you told me it's a play-in between 2 16s, sure.
Did you say Alabama was a number one overall?
Yeah, Alabama's number one overall. And it was Alabama, Houston, and
Purdue.
And,
well,
so
Kansas
State wins tomorrow. If San Diego State wins tomorrow at their 5:30 in the morning game, they have Alabama next.
Oh, wow.
So that's Alabama after.
Take me through what happened right after our show ended yesterday.
Oh, so did you not know about this whole thing?
I went to the bathroom. I didn't see it either.
Mason, I saw it. Mason told me during one of the breaks, he goes, I can't believe that the Lakers lost the game. I told Bergman yesterday that if the Lakers lose,
yeah.
he can smash any dessert into my face. And I'm like, did you really? He's like, yes. So I knew it was inevitable.
Going to happen.
But I didn't think that 4 seconds into the show, you were going to cream pie him, right? And you nailed him with
nailed
it.
His
I
face.
Mean, you absolutely, the entire left side of his face
Done.
Was, he looked like Frosty the Snowman.
It was so
just covered in white frosting.
Not only that, it was all over the backdrop. It was all over the floor. It was on his sweatshirt.
You absolutely demolished him. My only thing, Berg, is...
Yeah.
You got to make sure somebody's got that on film before you go.
Okay, well, so, but that's not on him. I thought they were rolling the whole time.
No, but you got to say to somebody, "It's hey, look, I'm going right now. Get your phone out." In worst case scenario, you got one
it
phone.
Was,
out.
They were
was,
set
it was
up.
Set up. It was set up. This live stream was not ready yet, which I wasn't aware of. I probably would have waited a little bit longer if I knew that the live stream wasn't set up. We were in between shows, so I figured the live stream would start right when we started the show. And so Morales and I had it figured out and where we were going to do it. He was going to say, all right, so, and look, the great Johnny I is here. And then I was going to come around and smack
always
him in
redundancies.
The face.
You got to have a redundancy plan, right?
And I thought that, there was 3-4 people there. And I thought they would, somebody
was
going to be
they
watching.
Had 9 cameras on Emily when Virginia lost. And we couldn't get one on that.
We got enough. It was a miscommunication, but we got enough. Like, you can actually see his face. I wish we could have seen that actually happen.
The sound it made was amazing.
The photo. The photo's really good too. The photo's really good.
Like if you took a watermelon and dropped it from about 6 feet in the air, just it was just the perfect sound for a pie in the face.
I need
so
to go
you know
back
how on. Casinos have like video everywhere.
The eye in the sky.
They went and asked.
Because did they get it?
I don't know if they got it, but they went and asked.
Because I want to see like the weird There's, like security footage of it happening.
That's
I think it'd be
great.
Funnier.
That's a good idea.
It just, I mean, it depends. There's a lot of like you know rules that go behind getting security footage from a casino.
Yeah,
so
you just have to give that away.
You just have to email them.
Just come on up to the cage. Just come on up with us. We'll show you where it is.
You want at Yamava.
We'll give you the vault view at the same time. But no, so it was... I'm hoping that we
what
can
was
get a
it? What
more.
Was the pie? I know it was white.
All
but
it was,
what
was
it?
Whipped cream.
That was it.
All it was whipped cream. But yeah. because it was better because I wanted to have that actual.
Like I wanted like pieces of pecan or key lime or lemon meringue or something.
I mean, as much as we don't get along all the time, actually we get along great. But I didn't want to hurt him. Like I wasn't trying to like.
No, I don't want you to take his eye out.
His face with a pecan. No,
can you imagine? Can you imagine
chocolate cream with a frosting and the chocolate pudding? Something.
Can you imagine when the Lakers lost to the Rockets? what was going on through his mind. He's like, it happened. I mean, Lakers make up your ground versus other teams, but it happened.
Right. I wanted them to win. I didn't want them to lose. But the fact that I was able to put a pie into his face, oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was 7 years just built up.
So, and you don't have, there's like, this is
a
not.
Running start. He just did the whole thing.
This isn't a payback situation where he made the bet and he lost and you just paid the debt.
That was it.
That's it.
I like doing it right at the beginning too, and I know we got a wrap, but I liked doing it at the beginning too because he was not expecting it. He wanted to build it.
No, he clearly was not.
He wanted to build it all up and like be ready for it. That's not fun.
No, he was
not ready. Like, it's, Mace is awesome at, you know, entertain the premise, right?
Yeah.
Lean into the bit. He's terrific at
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. One of the best. But you could tell you caught him by
threw
surprise.
Him off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really, truly caught him like, what just happened? It took him a half a second to process that, oh, that's right. I told him that this was going to happen. It was well done by you.
I'm surprised Berg didn't drive right after the game against the Rockets Lakers straight to Mace's house.
Like with a camera. I would go
open the door. He rings the doorbell.
Like one of those guys on the motorcycle on the freeway.
Rings the doorbell.
To work with it on the top of your head.
Just ring the doorbell. He opens up the door, hit him in the face. Get out of there.
Good job.
Thank you.
How late were you out there last night?
I got home around 10:30.
You had a full day.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah. I mean, so there was a lot going on. And then I did a little bit of gambling and then went home. Got myself to even.
Factor Cap coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
All right, we're not doing the typical fact, because we're going to do an all St. Patrick's Day Factor Cap here. So get ready for it. It's going to be fun. All right.
It's a great song, by the way. I know it's a Boston thing, but still, I really enjoy it.
Remember when, so do you guys love the movie The Departed?
Great movie.
So good movie. It's about an hour maybe into the movie, then they reveal The Departed as the name of the movie, but it comes with this song.
Is it that far in?
It's really far in. And it's when he's in jail for the first time. Leonardo DiCaprio is in jail. Sorry, spoiler, but you know, it's a movie that came out in 2006. But no, big fan. So my first statement is, you know, me and Taylor were in green. We're kind of part of the theme. We didn't want to have bad luck, and we also didn't want to get pinched. So Travis deserves to get pinched for not wearing green. All right, Greg, Factor Cap.
Cap, because I have no idea if I'm wearing green afterwards.
Boo.
I have green underwear.
Okay.
I'm good.
You're not going to check,
so. Solid green, or there's a green stripe?
Let's see. Show us. Show us.
No, please don't.
It's green.
You see it?
It's green.
Yeah, it's green. Yeah.
All right, Al?
Cap. Cap, because we're not 12 anymore, and I'm not going to pinch you.
No, it still is true.
And also because I'm not wearing green as well.
All right, Boo, so you also deserve to get pinched today. Taylor.
Who's pinching them?
I'm pinching you. Travis' face. No, Cap. I'll let him go.
I guess Travis can answer.
I have on my school colors. I was not going to wear green on a day where the Gauchos are looking to win their first NCAA tournament game this century. You think I'm going to wear my blue and my yellow. I'm going to represent
even
my
just
Gauchos.
Like a little green?
Nope.
Isn't blue and yellow together green?
Blue and yellow together are green. Okay. So maybe you can give me a dispensation, a little waiver into the green community. But no, I was going to wear my Gaucho colors today for sure.
Okay. Well, okay. I think
plus
you
Baylor.
All...
Baylor's got some green. I mean, basically, now you're representing
Exactly.
The other side,
too.
Isn't Reed about like committing to the bit? And so I think you guys are all not committing to the bit.
I'm committing
of
to the bit
day.
Of the Gauchos trying to win a bleeping NCAA.
You asked us Factor Cap.
I feel like if anybody would be so angry if they got pinched, Travis would be the one that would be just so mad.
What are you doing if you're in line at Illy and you get pinched by a stranger?
Depends on
by a stranger?
You.
Yeah.
I would pull down my pants and say, I have green underwear, jerk.
And then
don't
saying,
pull down
okay,
your pants
arrest this man.
In any public setting. Specifically at a hotel lobby.
That's a bad idea.
It's not something
I should do.
I have a joke.
Why
right there,
did he pull down his pants? Well, here's what happened. We were doing Factor Cap.
All right. So next one might be more of y'all's style. So again, in honor of all things Irish, an Irish exit is the best way to leave a party. Trav, Factor Cap.
Fact. And I am a master of it. Right, that it's one of those that it's a little harder to do it if you're there with somebody, like if you're there with your wife, your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. But it's this, hey, I'm gonna go grab a drink. You guys want anything? The answer is almost always no. Just leave. Because they think you're going to get a drink. It's like, well, where'd he go? And I'm in my car and I'm driving home and I'm out of there.
That's
the Irish
amazing.
Exit is glorious.
Berg.
Wow, it's fact, absolutely. Yeah. But that, I'm going to go get a drink, and they telling no and saying no is genius. What if they say yes?
Then you get them a drink, you go back, and then you go to use the bathroom, and then you're gonzo. That's great.
But yes, it is absolutely the best way to leave, because you don't want to make a scene. Like, when you go to a party, you show up late and you leave early.
Yes.
Like, you don't, you Amen. Need to be in that habit. Like, so you want to be excited when you are when you're coming in. Like, oh, hey, Trav, so good to see you. And then when you leave, it's like, oh, man, where'd he go? That sucks. I miss right. it.
Did he leave? Yeah, I think he left. Oh, okay, cool.
You're on
party
their
keeps
mind.
Going. Nobody cares.
You're on their mind, and I think that's the best way to go in and out of a party.
All right, Al?
Cap, it's because I'm not good at it. Like what you just described, I almost got to work on that. Like everything you just said is fascinating to me, but I'm not good at that. Just to leave and hey guys, I'm gonna go grab something from my car. I'm actually lying
no,
to
you,
all.
You can't
I'm
say
leaving.
That. No, see, this
you
is,
would tell them.
This is what see that that's the worst Irish exit plan I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's why I said Cap because I don't have an Irish exit
from
in
my
me.
Car at a party. We can go get a bag of peanuts. Like it just. You really don't even have to say anything, but if you just get up and you start, then somebody may say, you leaving? You say, no, you have to give something that's temporary. I'm going to go grab a bite to eat. I'm going to use the bathroom.
Let me tell you what I would
drink.
Do. Let me tell you what I would do. Bye. I would say, guys, I'm going to go use the restroom real quick, and I'd give everyone a hug. They'd be like, what is he doing? Hey, I hope you have a great day tomorrow. What is this guy
doing?
Going
to the bathroom.
Is this guy trying to do an Irish exit? He's an idiot. That's how I would do it.
All right, Taylor?
Fact, absolutely. I did this at the Mandy's, actually. It was glorious.
Little easier to do it in a big group, too, right? Yeah. Because there's so much going on. You just walk out and say, hey, where are you going? I'm just going to go grab a smoke.
Trav's right
going
to do that with us grabbing lunch together. He's like, hey, I'm going to just go to the bathroom real quick. He's gone.
Idea.
Gone. One-on-one.
Hey, the only time I will Irish exit is if I'm not in a good mood. If I'm in a good mood, if I'm in front of the party, I never Irish exit. I always, you know, make a point to say goodbye to the people.
Yesterday was an Irish exit.
But you did an Irish exit yesterday.
Yeah.
I was still there. I just chose to leave. So
you were there in body, if not in soul.
Yeah, exactly.
You Irish exited crosstalk.
Yes,
you were like,
exactly.
I need to go now.
Yes, I
can't
be
had a rough here. Morning.
I agree. I agree.
All right.
I was happy to do it.
So we all know this is the phrase, the luck of the Irish. And, you know, they are very superstitious / lucky people, one might say. So you consider yourself to be a lucky person. Alan, fact or cap?
Fact. But I think I don't really try to rely on luck. I don't say to myself, oh, my gosh, I hope I get lucky. But I think if you have a little bit of a positive type of mindset, I think luck does fall on your side. So fact for me.
Correct.
Yeah. Not in like you get winning lottery tickets and good parking places at the mall, not things like that. But just in life, I have been incredibly lucky, blessed, whatever you want to call it. I'm knocking on wood because I tend to think those things even themselves out. But yes, I've been a very, very lucky man.
The luck gods.
Yeah, there's one for everything.
All right, Berg?
Yeah, I think it's fact. I think it comes in waves, right? So it's not all the time. But if we're in this job that we're doing right now, then we are lucky. We're lucky to be that these types of people that get to talk about sports in our lives and be in this situation. So that has to have some luck involved with it. And I made a couple $100 last night. So
you had a good night in the slot machines.
Slot machines. I left up $200. Yeah. So you
if
know what? Left,
what if I would have
lost $200?
I was say, what if I asked you that morning if you were a lucky person?
I was down $200.
Yeah. And he said, screw everybody. There is no such thing as luck.
I'm even now. So that's lucky. I was playing the slots. It was luck.
Also, update on the Xavier Kennesaw State. It is now tied at 63-all.
I jinxed time.
So Kennesaw, there is 3:30 left in the NCAA. Yeah.
UCSB
so
just hit a three, tied at 39.
What is Kennesaw State's? What are the Kennesaw State chickens? What are they?
I'll look it up at the
sauce.
The Kennesaw State sauce. It's two guys with that long one, that old timey one.
Like lumberjack.
Yeah, where they go
one on each side.
All right, Taylor, do you consider
like the guys in the cuckoo
cartoons.
Clock, where they come out and they saw the log and cuckoo, cuckoo. They come in, they
if
they saw
they're not
the thing
that. They
half.
Should be that from now on.
Taylor,
look, I'm very good at naming teams. The Saws and the Purple People Eaters. I'm all over.
Purple People Eaters are strong.
All right, Taylor, fact or cap?
Yes, fact. I consider myself very fortunate.
All right, so bagpipes are a big part of the Irish lore, Irish music scene. I saw actually a video of Snoop Dogg went to Ireland and someone greeted him
awesome.
On the tarmac playing Still Dre on the bagpipes for him, so it was amazing. Big
oh, that's
big
cool.
fan. So
that's
you,
badass.
You wish you could play the bagpipes. Taylor, fact or cap?
fact, absolutely. This is actually the number one instrument that I wish I could play.
Really? Mm.
The number one?
Yeah.
It's well, awesome. Have you tried? Bunch.
I've never tried. I've never held them or been around them, really.
They're
but
huge.
They're just,
you probably could.
Fascinating.
You probably pick it
have
up.
A lot
you
of, like, you had to have a lot of
you have to blow
air, yeah.
Lung capacity.
You have to blow.
Well, I mean, so here's the thing about bagpipes. They're really cool to listen to for about 60 seconds.
Yeah,
and it's like, got it. Chill out. Like, there's a spot that Susan and I have gone on vacation before where every night at 6 o'clock, you sit around this fire, you have a glass
Pebble
of wine,
Beach,
whatever.
Right?
Yes. And it's actually Spanish Bay, just up the road a little bit, but same idea. And the guy comes out and he plays the bagpipes, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. For about a minute, it's so loud, and it's
how long
such
do they play for?
Not
about
super
an hour,
long. Like 5 minutes. Honestly, it's not that long, but it feels like the guy's playing it inside your head. It's like, dude, okay, I get it. Very cool, nice touch. Move along.
It's also a rough one to have someone learning how to play around you because it doesn't sound that great
sounds
in the learning process.
Terrible. Man.
All right, Berg.
Cap. I think it'd be. I have no interest in learning.
Do you play an instrument?
I've played a little bit of a guitar. I haven't played in years and years, but for the most part, I was never musically inclined. So I can play the spoons. That was fun. I learned how to do that at one point. But I think the accordion. I'd want to learn how to play the accordion, if anything. I don't know why.
Very retro.
I just want to be able to like walk around and like have the accordion. Like,
what, you want to be in a polka band? Like, yeah. What is the goal for that?
Weird, great.
Like, I don't know. Like,
I think it'd be fun. Taylor gets it.
The guitar, the piano, the violin, like all these things make perfect sense.
No. The accordion.
The accordion, like an oom-pa-pa band. clinking beer glasses together.
I can see you, Will Ferrell, Anchorman, saying, oh, I had no idea. And he goes up with his, what do you have, the flute
the
or whatever.
Jazz flute.
Yeah, and he just goes up and plays. I can see you just being at a bar. I had no idea.
Oh, you want me to play this accordion? Okay, here we go.
Go with the accordion.
All right, Al?
Fact, but it has more to do with because I can't play. I have no musical instrument. I can't play anything. So whether it's a bagpipe or anything, just to actually get a chance to say, I can play that, that'd be kind of cool.
Pick one. Just tomorrow, you snap your fingers, the genie grants you a wish, you know how to play the
saxophone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a cool one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a little jazzy.
Piano for me.
Exactly.
Piano?
Yeah, you could sit down at a bar and impress people.
And impress people. Yeah, absolutely would. Yeah. You put a little cup out there.
Oh,
and let them
guys, I don't know. All
also,
right.
Also, dollar bills.
And people are bringing you drinks left and right. Get this man another
I'd
drink.
I'd want one of those snifters stuffed with 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be a good piano player. I don't have a musical bone in my body. But
would you ham it up? Would you be like?
Of course. I'd do a bad Billy Joel impression every night. It'd be amazing. I would be
playing
absolutely
Uptown Girl.
That's your first choice for a Billy Joel song?
No, that was my brother plays the piano, and he did that in a bar in Nevada, and he played Uptown Girl.
Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Jets. The Jets want Aaron Rodgers. The Packers want to trade Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. How does it involve the Rams? It's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Remember in Succession?
Special request from Greg Bergman. I'm sorry, Ed, what
did
you
say?
It's
the jam right here.
Remember in Succession when and this is, I guess, people have Tom tells off the guy at the wedding and that she was with,
yeah.
And it was like, and then Uptown Girl plays in the background, and he just goes and starts dancing again. I love it. That's the best part of Tom.
Greg, do you have something to say for yourself?
No. This is what you would be playing on the piano at your piano bar.
I would pick a different song.
Would you? Oh, that was Travel. Oh, blocked. We got it right behind you, Travis. There's 20 seconds left.
Oh my God.
Kennesaw State has the ball. Oh no, there's a foul on a Xavier player. So Xavier's going to go to the line, 67-67 with 18 seconds left.
Yeah, that game is a little bit closer than the Gaucho game. This is on the edge of getting away
from the
Gauchos.
They got it down to five.
It's 14 minutes, Travis.
I'm just saying, it's five. Five can be eight
if
this goes
in.
Yeah. All right, okay, all right. Now let's make – oh, that's a foul. Get off him.
It's all a foul.
That's so funny.
Yes, it is.
That's so funny when you're watching your own team. I mean, that's a block. That's a charge. That's 3 seconds. It's like every call.
Are we going to like maybe pass the ball cleanly to each other? Or are we just going to kick it? This looks like a soccer game half the time. Oh, my God.
It's gotta love college basketball.
Like that.
Oh, that was bad, Trav.
Anyway, what's happening with Xavier? How are they doing?
So it's still tied at 67 all, 18 seconds left. Chris Youngblood has fouled out with 14 points. Who knows if he's great or not?
But. Is he holding the saw on the left side or the right side?
They also are the Owls officially. Go Hootie Hoos.
No, not anymore. They're not.
No, they're the saws.
Yeah, they are the definite saws. All right, real quick. So the Rodgers, Jets, Packers thing we've known about for weeks, right? And Rodgers comes out of his retreat, goes on McAfee, and says, I expect to play for the Jets.
Yep.
Problem with all of this is it's not done, right? They've not, and according to people that know these things, the gap between what the Jets are offering and what the Packers want is pretty significant, right? So if there's not a deal to be made, and Rodgers saying what he said kind of put a little more pressure on the Jets, right? Because the Packers can just sit there, look, he wants to go. You know, you don't have a quarterback option here. You got to pay the premium. The Jets also know that the Packers don't want him back, right? Sure. So everybody's kind of in this spot.
A little leverage for both sides, yep.
According to everybody that's not the Rams,
okay,
the Rams are interested in moving on from Matthew Stafford. That they are willing, let me rephrase that. That's not the right way to say that. They're willing to listen to opportunities to move on to Matthew Stafford.
It's not a dope. We're not even answering the phone or anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. What if the Jets or the Packers or one of the two sides involved in that just gets their nose out of joint and says, you know what? Forget you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. I'm tired. You guys are trying to hold me. I'm done. I'd rather eat it. I'd rather make a bad deal than the deal that you want. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
The Jets need a quarterback. They have all of these other pieces. They obviously can fit in a very high dollar number. They're going to fit Aaron Rodgers into their plans. Could, if that thing blows up to the point, and again, I'm not saying it's likely.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
The next best option is Matthew Stafford. Because the Jets are built to win right now. The Jets are built to win in a way that this isn't a, hey, look, our window is open for the next 4 or 5 seasons. It's open now. Mm-hmm. You better go for it. That's why they're trading for Aaron Rodgers. If somebody gets their feelings in the way and it can't get done, I'm not so sure that next call isn't about Matthew Stafford.
Only thing that I wonder about, I wonder two things. Number one, I wonder on the Stafford front, how much money that he's guaranteed and he's owed, how much of a deterrent is that from some of these other teams?
It's roughly the same as Rodgers. It's a little bit over a slightly longer period of time, but it's not the numbers are not totally different from one another.
And I don't know this. I genuinely don't. Are they – what's the Jordan Love situation?
Like, he's going to be their quarterback next year.
And I think that's my point, is that it is – part of this also, hey, we want to give this dude a chance. We want to give him an opportunity to kind of carry the let's find out. Is he real deal or is he not? I think that's some curiosity as well.
All right, game so are we looking at? We're coming down to the wire here. Xavier with a 1-point lead on Kennesaw State, 68-67, 13.5 seconds left. Who has the ball?
Kennesaw State, the Saws have the ball.
Okay, Saws have the ball out of bounds, trailing by 1, 13.5 seconds to go. This is what makes this tournament fun, right?
Don't wait.
See what happens here.
No, you got time. You got time.
Don't throw the ball down half the way of the court.
They got the rebound. And he lost the ball.
Xavier gets it fouled, going to the line, up one. By the way, he's
dang
needs to,
it.
Although, so you know what rule college basketball needs?
Damn.
You know what rule?
Advance the court.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. I'm with you.
If you call a timeout, you should be able to advance the ball
half court.
It's a game changing rule, right?
In a what a block.
1.6 seconds left in this game. If you get the inbound ball at half court, you've got a pretty decent chance of getting a halfway decent shot.
The chances of you getting a good shot going baseline ain't happening. I mean, it really will happen. 1 of 100 plays, you'll say.
It's a half-court heave.
It's basically a half-court heave. Who was it yesterday? Virginia. They ended up having to do it. I think inbounded, took a three-pointer or whatever. It's like basically from 40 feet. Something. You knew the game was
got a halfway decent look at it, but it's a 40-footer. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just not going to make very many.
2 seconds on the clock with a – your half of the court is different than 2 seconds of the clock all the way to the other side.
This Gaucho game is literally on the edge of getting out of control. The Gauchos are down 9. They just committed another foul. There's 11:41 left to go in the game.
What a block.
Travis, believe.
I haven't punted yet, but I'm warming up my leg.
But this is basically what you were looking to avoid, right? Like, you know, you said this, okay, halftime they had what, 1-2 point lead, whatever it was. Yep. I think it was 1. It was, can you be in it with 10 minutes left to go? And if it gets to 9 or 10, it's kind of answering that question for you. See what I'm saying? That they're going to get close to 10 minutes left to go. Is it still a couple possession game, or are they going the opposite side?
They don't have the horsepower to chip off a 13, 15-point lead in 10 minutes. They just don't. They need to hang around. They need Baylor to get tight. They need to get loose. And right now the exact opposite's happening. Baylor's getting loose. Gauch's getting tight. And it's getting wider and wider.
And it's a 2-point game in Xavier Kennesaw State now with 2.6 left on the clock.
Oh, they put a little time back. All right. That helps a little bit. 2.6. Maybe you get something slightly less than a half-court shot. Especially if you can pass the ball to half-court.
I've seen...
Well, that's what happened in the
NBA
game.
But I think you need more time than this. Have you seen this happen where they basically will they'll throw the ball to half court and then they'll call timeout?
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah.
So now you have, that's the closest thing they get. But that might not be enough time to do that. 2.6? Yeah,
maybe it takes a half second off if you can complete the pass.
Even if it takes 1 second off, that's fine. At least you could catch
and shoot.
I'd
trade half the court for a second.
I would. Yeah. I would too.
All right. Brian Windhorst has an update on LeBron James that, Anthony Davis is going to have to keep playing pretty well. Let's just say that. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.